Transportation and Workforce Development for Thursday, May 31, 2007. Try to make this as quickly as we possibly go. So we have Senator Winters here. We'll open up a work session on House Bill 2112A. Janet.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill was the bill that would have prohibited the use of synthetic stucco in Oregon, and it was originally of a different bill. We now have the A4 amendments that do not refer to the term synthetic stucco, but instead to barrier-type exterior insulation and finish system. So instead of EFIS, it's BEFIS. And applies again just to residential buildings, and the barrier type can be explained by Mark Long or perhaps someone else that it's a specific type of EFIS. So.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Mr. Long, you want to come forward?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Mark Long. I'm the Administrator of State Building Codes. We help work with the Senator on this language and the barrier type. There are two types of EFIS we found since the last hearing and trying to look at this issue and talk to a variety of experts around there. And the barrier type, as I understand it, is a type that applies directly to the member itself, whether it's a wood or a concrete or a fiberglass backing. And by our research, other states have banned this product and cities because it does not allow for drainage if moisture gets behind that EIFS material. There's a drainage type that's more commonly used, and in talking to the industry members, it's what's out on the market today and probably should be used, and a lot of folks use. This does not prohibit the drainage type that allows the water to get out. That's simply the barrier type, and then we've limited it to the residential application based on conversations with various stakeholders and whatnot. So hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Long. Senator George, I think Senator George is the one that caught a number of these points and had some questions, and I wanted to get his perspective on how these kind of address some of those issues.
I talked to the Senator from Salem and realized I was wrong and willing to go forward with it.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chair. Yes, sir. Ms. Vaughn, this doesn't in any way prohibit the use of the synthetic foam blocks that you use to pour concrete in. I forget what those things are called.
I do too sitting here, but Mr. Chair, Senator Starr, that's not my understanding that it would prohibit that at all. It's very limited to a particular type.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Starr.
Move the A4 amendments to House Bill 2112.
Okay, Senator Starr has moved the A4 amendment to House Bill 2112. Is there further discussion? Any objections?
Mr. Chair, I move the bill as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved House Bill 2112 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Carry this bill. How about Senator Winters? What do you think? Senator Winters, would you please carry the bill?
I would be very happy to.
Well, thank you for your tenacity on this issue. We appreciate it very much. Yes, Senator Deckard, Miles Anderson will be excused. Okay, let's open up a work session on House Bill 3186.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
Move the A7 amendments to House Bill 3186.
Senator Starr has moved the A7 amendments to House Bill 3186. Discussion, Senator Starr, I think this kind of goes to your amendments, and you might want to comment on what that does.
Yeah, it changes 5 to 7 so that folks can work on these condo conversions until 7 o'clock at night, and I think it more appropriately reflects the actual work hours of contractors, especially in the summer months.
Okay. Any further discussion on the amendment?
I also think it takes care of the technical amendment that they needed to have.
Yes. Thank you for adding that, too. Any other discussion? Any objection to the amendment? It's ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the bill as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Starr has moved House Bill 3186 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Is there any objection to that? Thank you. So ordered. We'll ask Senator Gordley, I think it was a senator who testified in support of the bill last night, so I think we'll ask her if she would like to carry the bill.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
On House Bill 3082.
Yes, sir.
It's got a pretty cool relating clause. Why don't we just do a conceptual gut and stuff?
And what would be your suggested, Senator Starr?
You know, it's related to registration fees for vehicles imposed by counties. I don't know, maybe. The bi-county is a problem, I guess. Oh, well. Maybe next year.
Anyway, Senator Beckwith's excused today. I don't know if Senator Miles Anderson will get here. This is our last meeting. She's here. I really want to thank the committee very sincerely for the great work that this committee has done, and I really mean that. I've been really pleased with the committees that I've had the privilege of being on in the legislature, and it seems like each one gets better. And while we've had some very great committees in which these members have been on, this one was really, really great. I appreciate everybody's support. I really appreciate the input that people had to bills. I know we kidded about it once in a while where bills would come over 54, 57, nothing, and a number of them did not make it out of the committee, and some were circumvented the committee, and some were successful to do that, and some were not. But I think that's because of the great attention people gave to the legislation before we got to committee and asked really good questions. And personally, as a chair, I know Senator Starrs has had that experience, and Senator Montes Anderson. It's in many ways difficult to try to maneuver through some of these things, and you need the support of your committee at least to get the train moving and see where it goes. And I really appreciate, I know in some circumstances those are more difficult for some members, and I really, really appreciate your willingness to work with me and trying to move good things out and have a chance for them to have a voice on the floor. Last year, and I mentioned this again at the head of this session, is that last year the president was really great. He literally did allow me to pick the committee, and this year I asked to do it again, and I said I wanted the same committee except that we had one new member, and Senator George, and asked that he be put on the committee, and it was a great move on my part, I will say, because Senator George, you have been a tremendous contributor to this committee, and I appreciate that very much. And I also think it has provided valuable insight in that we are getting issues that we have seen before, and I think that really does help the process when you've seen some of these issues before. So, anyway, my sincere thanks to all of you for the great work today, and we'll, as we close down session, hopefully we'll see that the House takes action on the great work that we sent them. Any comments by any committee before we close?
It's been a great chair.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah,
enjoyed the committee very much. I like this committee.
It's been fun.
160-some bills.
160 bills?
163 or so.
How many?
Over 160.
We don't know if that's necessarily good or bad. But
I was going to say, having regrets now.
Well, anyway, thank you all very much, and we are now adjourned.
Good.